Hi, I'm Laura Stack, the Productivity Pro, your host for this audio on creating an effective presentation, preparing for success, controlling the environment, and overcoming fear. I've been a professional speaker since 1992 and give between 80 and 100 presentations a year. I don't claim to be the expert on presenting, but have learned a thing or two as I've gone along in my career that I hope I can share with you. And I want to start by simply giving some principles. Effective presentation principles. Number one, understand the difference between public speaking and powerful presenting. There is an audience-centered perspective versus simply entertaining. Skillful presenting is not the same as public speaking. In a public speaking environment, your main goal is to entertain. But in powerful presenting, it is audience-oriented. Public speaking is speaker-oriented. Presenting focuses on value. Public speaking focuses on entertainment. Presenting focuses on the needs and the wants of the audience. And public speaking focuses on the speaker's objective. Number two, effective presentation principle. Remember that people are overwhelmed and have very short attention spans. Only give them what they need to be persuaded. It's estimated that the average American receives 2,500 messages a day. And desk professionals spend an average of 43% of their time in meetings, on the phone, and in email. So you don't have to tell your audiences everything you know. They can't absorb that much information. The third presentation principle is to know your main purpose in every presentation, and that is to persuade. It's to get your audiences to change their behavior, to take away your message and do something. And since people have short attention and retention spans, present only what they need to hear to be persuaded to accept your message. Each time you want people to react in response to your message. Perhaps you want them to change a behavior or purchase something. What is your ultimate goal? In understanding that, you're at a better place to decide what their fears, stresses, and problems are, etc., that you can then address and fix for them with the solution, ideas, or advice that you provide. So I want to go over first preparation. If you're going to be audience-oriented, focus on value, focus on their needs and wants, know that they have short attention spans, that you're trying to persuade them, and you don't have much time, you need to understand them fully. So in preparing to create an effective presentation, when you are going to get ready to go out and give this powerful speech, there are many things that you'll need to keep in mind.